Hi, this is Nia Del Rey, and I'll be doing a questionnaire. So this is my first post on Pillow Talk Audio. I've been a lurking on here for a long, long time, so I'm a little nervous, but hopefully it doesn't show in my voice. There are 9 questions, and the first question is there a story behind your username? Would you mind sharing it with us? Well, my name is Nia, and I love Lana Del Rey. So when creating my username, I just felt like, why not combine the two, I guess you could say. And plus, I have a really hard time coming up with usernames, so that's like the best thing I could think of at the time. I was gonna create a different account for posting on GWA and PTA, but because this one has like my name in there. But I started talking to this really, really awesome guy, and he got me really motivated into posting. So I was really excited, and I didn't feel like creating a whole different account. I was like, why not just post in the account I'm already on? The second question is, what kind of audios do you mainly listen to here on PTA? I listen to a lot of comfort audios and sleep aid, even if it's not really like meant to put you to sleep. I just like really calm and relaxing audios where a person is talking or rambling. I love those audios because it just helps me go to sleep. But there was a point in time where I listened to this one audio every night. I forgot who's it by, but it was like 30 minutes long, and it was an actual sleep aid. And then I swear like 20 minutes of it is like him snoring and stuff, and it's so beautiful and relaxing. The third question is, whether it's through listening, writing scripts, or recording, has PTA helped you deal with or process anything maybe? I would say like whenever I'm going through a hard time or I'm really sad, I do listen to a lot of the comfort audios because they really help me. Yeah. I was gonna say, like, yes, it's like a really big guilty pleasure for me, I guess. And the boyfriend experience ones, because whenever I'm feeling lonely, it's like nice for me just to get a glimpse of a boyfriend experience. The fourth question is, describe your happy place. Be in an actual place or one in your mind. Well, I don't have a happy place. I'm just kidding. I would say being secluded or by myself. I really enjoy my own company. I like being around people, but in small increments. I love being by myself. I love my own company. I make myself laugh like a million times a day. I'm like the funniest person I know, and I just love my sense of humor. I have a really dark, deadpan, a sarcastic sense of humor, and I think it takes people a while to get used to it, 'cause I'll just say like the most depressing stuff, but it'll be a joke. And yeah, but I just love, like, my happy place is me being in my room watching Netflix or watching like my favorite movies, which I'll probably get into later. I'm just enjoying some me time. The fifth question is, do you prefer watching movies or TV shows? Do you prefer watching with someone else or by yourself? I feel like I'm the worst person to watch stuff with, like with other people, because if I've seen something that you haven't seen, I just have the urge to just talk about the movie, not necessarily spoil it, but like I want to make sure you're paying attention. Like, hey, did you notice that? Did you notice, like, do you get this? Do you get that? Because it takes me a while to catch on to stuff in like movies or TV shows. Like, there's like a plot twist and they give you hints. So like I'd be wanting to point out the hints to people and have to stop myself from doing that. And it and if it like if like a hint comes up, I just like stare at the person because I want to see if they noticed it. So like it's funny, but yeah. And then sometimes I ask questions. I can't help it, but I do. But I'm definitely a movie person. Wait one second, my phone locked. I'm definitely a movie person. I do like TV shows, but sometimes if I binge watch a show too much, then I always fall off at the end. Like I've used up all my energy. Like Mad Men, that's such a good show. And I binge watched the hell out of it. And now I'm on the last season and I'm not really feeling it anymore. Same with Desperate Housewives. I began rewatching that for like the fourth time. And I'm on like the sixth or seventh season. And I just, yeah. And then same with Prison Break. I've been rewatching that and I watched the first season in like 3 days. Second season, third season. Did I finish the third season? Okay, yeah, I did. Okay, I'm on the fourth season, and I started the fourth season, I think a week ago, and I haven't watched it again. But I'm rewatching this other show called Leaking Heights that I watched a long time ago. I'm rewatching that, and I'm already like flaking away from that. I don't feel like watching it anymore. But I don't know, maybe something will catch my eye. But back to movies. I really, really love movies. Some of my favorite movies are, well, I love Cruel Intentions. That is such a good movie. I love like sexual movies. But yeah, I love Cruel Intentions. I love Pretty Woman. I love The Dreamers. That is such a good movie. I could talk about that movie for hours. It's just like Eva Green in that movie is just so beautiful and I love it. I'm trying to think what else besides sexual themed movies do I like? I like movies that make me cry. I just love crying. It's so therapeutic for me. I'm trying to think. What are some movies? It's like I know movies I like, but now that I'm like on the spot, I can't think of any. Hold up, gotta think. I like The Bridge to Terabithia. That was such a good movie. I like the movie My Girl. I cried like a baby. I cried during the movie Leon the Professional at like 2 o'clock in the morning. It was such a good cry. I want to watch, I feel bad because it's like a popular movie and I haven't seen it and I call myself like a movie buff, but I haven't seen this movie, but The Green Mile, I really want to see that, but I already know I'm going to cry like a baby, so, I didn't really cry on the Titanic, not really, I'm trying to think of some funny movies that I like. I can't even think of any. There is a funny movie that I like. Oh my God. Okay, I remembered it. The Cat in the Hat, the animated version with Mike Myers. And I also love the Austin Powers movies, but I just love that movie. It's so fun. And like the sense of humor is so ahead of itself. It's just beautiful. Anyways, the sixth question is, name a fictional character you really relate to. I love April Ludgate from Parks and Recreation. She's me on, oh my God, I just remembered something. She's me on the inside, but I swear to God, there's this show on Netflix that is so good called Chewing Gum, and Tracy is me. If you've watched that show, if you see Tracy is me. Like, oh my God, down to a T. Like, I've never, like, between her and April, it's just funny. It's like, okay, so in Chewing Gum, Tracy is really like, she's so like, she's not boy crazy, but she's kind of like a little hypersexual, and like, she just, she starts talking to this guy, and like she falls in love so fast, and like she wants to do all this sexual stuff for him, and she doesn't know how to calm down, and she's really awkward, and like it's so funny. I don't want to spoil the show, but it's so funny. And April Ludgate, she has a really dry sense of humor, and it's kind of dark, and I just love that. The seventh question is, I'm sorry, I don't have my glasses on, I can barely see. What's your idea of a perfect way to celebrate your birthday? For, I'm gonna sound really antisocial, but for people to just give me money and I just want to spend it myself. But, I mean, I don't really, celebrate my birthday too much, because the idea of me getting older is a little scary, because I'm getting closer to my death. That's how I think about it, even though I try not to. Some will say I have a really pessimistic mindset, but that's okay. That's okay. But I really wanna, I always do stuff with other people for my birthday. I want to rent out a hotel by myself. Not rent out a hotel, like book a hotel. There you go. And yeah, just go by myself and just have a nice getaway. Yeah. The eighth question is, describe yourself as a teen. Did you have a certain style or a clique, for instance? Ugh. God, teen Nia was, oh, I cringe thinking about who I was or who I used to be. But I was really quiet. I still am quiet. Yeah. Okay, so as a teen, I've always been to older stuff. People have always said I had an old soul, and I do think that's true. But even still to this day, like, I was really into things from the 50s and the 60s. And I love the, like, the movies and the singers during that time. And I really loved James Dean and Marilyn Monroe, and I just love that. Like, one person who I really like, who from back in the day, is Betty Page. Like just the like stockings and stuff, and her sense of style, like the pinup models. I just really love that. And when I was a teen, I really got into that kind of stuff, and I was really like into Dita Von Teese. I really loved her. I still love her. But that's kind of who I was as a teen. I really got along with a lot of people. Because I'm really quiet, but once you get to know me, I start to really branch out of my shell, and that's how I was like in high school and stuff. The ninth and last question is, how do you feel about our Lord and Savior Beyonce? Well, dang, I'm saying a lot, but I like Beyonce. I watched the Homecoming movie on Netflix, and I gained a new level of respect for her, because for her to come from just having twins and then putting in all that hard work, rehearsing and stuff, I found that really admirable. Yeah. I like Beyonce. Oh, as far as music, I don't really listen to a lot of, could you describe her as hip hop? I guess you could. Yeah. I don't listen to a lot of hip hop music. I listen to a lot of indie and alternative music. So basically like Lana Del Rey. I like Banks. She's a really good singer. But then like I listen to a lot of music from the 50s and 60s and stuff, so a lot of older stuff. I'm trying to think, who else do I like? See, I can't even think. I don't know. But Lana Del Rey is my favorite singer. So, oh wow, this is almost 15 minutes. So, this was my questionnaire. This is my first post on Pillow Talk Audio. I'm sorry if this is like really shitty. I'm gonna get better, but I figured I can post this, let people get to know me, and then go from there. I have no idea what I'm gonna be posting, but feel free to message me like what kind of stuff you would like to hear from me, because I'm a really friendly person, and I'm sure if you ask anyone who has like ever talked to me before, they'll let you know that I'm really friendly and nice, and I'm open to a lot of requests and stuff. So, yeah, I hope you enjoyed.